Yo, welcome to the Highest Point Podcast. This is a podcast for everyone, no matter where you come from, no matter what situation you're in, or how hard you may have had it. You know you deserve the best and willing to put in the work for progress to reach the highest point. Today, we're going to talk about a lot of different things, like how glorifying the wrong things in your youth can be a big impact on the choices you make and also opportunities granted to you in adulthood. Not alone that, we're going to talk about how we all reserve the right to evolve. Like coming from the streets or a rough neighborhood, no, that's not a choice. But graduating from that lifestyle, graduating from that mindset is. But before we get into it, y'all know what time it is. Drop that intro. Let's go.
You are now tuned into the experience, the Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle. Find out what's happening right now. Came from the bottom, still reaching the highest point. No, we won't pipe down.
We are the truth. We are the cool. We are the culture. The Highest Point Lifestyle.
Let's go. Y'all already know what time it is, baby. Yeah, man, we're going to have a good time with this. We're going to enlighten. We're going to educate. You know, we're just going to talk about a lot of different things. I'm here with the homie, man, and he got a vast knowledge base, lots of experiences, but I'm not going to get into it direct. I'm going to let him talk to you guys about it. So can you introduce yourself and just give a little bit of background?
True indeed. What's going on, man? Terrence, man. Some may know me as Wody. Come from Windsor, Berkeley County, uptown, you know. Started from there. I guess you would call me a troubled teen or youth and growing up or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, single mother background. I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Like any other, you know.
Yeah, lots of people like come from that single mother, single parent background. You know, we get influenced by a lot of things that's in our environment.
Right.
Hell, I remember you in high school. You know what I'm saying? I know how all the boys got down.
You know
I'm saying?
Right.
Just like we done seen a lot of things growing up and made it through some situations. That's the main thing we like to talk about is it's not about just where you come from. It's about, you know, where you're headed.
Right, right.
So can you talk about a little bit, like, because I know you said you had some troubled youth.
Yeah, I was actually, you know, kicked out of high school and had to attend Tar Heel Challenge Military Academy.
Really? I didn't know that.
In Sellensburg, yeah. They actually told me I couldn't come back to no school in the district.
What?
Deputy Geiger told the judge that I was an array of different things. I was extorting people in school. I was started the biggest gang in school and such and so on. So
yeah.
They told me I couldn't go back to any schools in the district. So
wow.
I had to finish, though. I had to get that, you know, the education. So I did go to Tar Heel Challenge, and I definitely want to shout out Tar Heel Challenge Military Academy, man, because they really put the foundation of structure in my life. Like, you know what
right.
I'm saying? From, you know, seeing a lot of, you know, troubled youth and teens like myself, and we all, well, not all, but, you know, most of us, you know, made it out of there and graduated with a GED or whatever.
Dope.
Then from there, you know, I went to the Army, you know, first was the 23rd Infantry Division, you know, and right. I went to Iraq. It was blowed up over there. You know,
dang.
Got Purple Heart, you know. So, you know, I seen a lot, man. You know,
oh,
so.
Man, you just said a lot just in those few sentences. Like, so first of all, the officer that like you were talking about from school, I remember Officer Geiger.
Right.
You know, she used to, like, just basically patrol the campus or whatever at school. And it sounded like a lot of people was already counting you out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Especially in school.
Yeah.
But, you know, somehow you persevered and kept pushing through. So, and what was the school name that you gave the props to?
Tar Heel Challenge Military Academy.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, for real.
So when you say structure, what is that? Because I know a lot of people, they don't have that structure. And since that was so significant in your life and where you started going, and hell, that crazy background, what type of structure do they provide to help you?
Well, first of all, just showing that, you know, basically you're going to listen, basically. Like, you're going to listen, and the information that we giving to you is for to help you. So you volunteered to be here. So, you know, if you don't, because my other option was either you go there or you go in jail. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is your way basically out. Like, this your car right here. So, you know what I'm saying? So And then, you know, it was a quasi-military academy, but that's mm-hmm. what they told the parents. But it was real military academy, you know what I'm saying?
Like, they weren't playing no games.
No games. Like, so, you know, it just prepared me, man, for the military. But it just showed me just, you know, a lot of structure, man. I don't know any other way to explain it, man.
It totally makes sense.
You know, it just gave me a lot of sense of self-worth and value, and it showed me that, you know, I never knew I could run 5 miles before I got there, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It just showed me, oh man, you can do much more than you even think, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was the basis of it, and, you know, I definitely
big thing. And knowing your self-worth, that's a huge thing, man. Like, so, you know, having that structure from there, because you're a father now, too, is
yeah,
right?
I have six girls, two boys.
And two boys.
Right.
That's dope, man. Yeah. So how did that happen? How do you provide structure to your kids?
Well, I just try to, you know, instill in them what, you know, what was instilled in me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, work ethic, attention to detail.
Right.
You know, just, you know, showing, you know, just having a good moral basis in general. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and having your foundation be built off something positive and things that's going to amount to something in the long run. You know?
Right, absolutely.
Putting good thoughts in their head and showing them that they can be, or, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And one thing I really, really try to, you know, help them understand is, like, the streets really don't love nobody. Like, don't get caught up trying to impress the streets, or because it's just, you know, it go from the streets to the prison or the grave. Like, the streets don't love nobody, and the graveyard always got room for you. You feel me? So,
nah, man. Yeah, that's all facts.
Man, that human warehouse, like, you know, that ain't for nobody. I wouldn't wish that on nobody. You know what I'm saying? So,
the human warehouse, and that's the prison system.
Yeah, that's the prison system. Like, you know, we, you know, and since then, like, you know, it, like I said, and we mentioned Deputy Geiger said, started the biggest gang or whatever, but, mm-hmm. you know, we was misguided and unenlightened back then, you know what I'm saying? And since then, you know, I have seek more guidance on the subject, what I thought I was back then, and now that I see, you know, and it's all about growth and development, you know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
That's, you know, that's all I, you know, really push forward to, and it's, you know, very, very similar platform is reaching the highest point, growth and development. So
yeah,
it's like,
absolutely.
I really respect what you're doing. I really appreciate you having me here today, for real.
Yes, sir. I'm glad you're here, man, because, you know, it's nothing like someone hearing knowledge from the horse's mouth, like someone that actually, you know, been through it, someone that actually been out here. You know for a fact that the streets don't love nobody because you come from the streets.
Right.
You done seen many homies, you know, have those results, either prison or the graveyard. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You already seen these type of things. Not alone that, you done seen, you know, you done went to Iraq. You done seen all types of things. And so you discussing these type of things is only going to be a big impact. And it's also a conversation that we should be spreading out here. Because when I hear people saying, like, you know, I'm real, you know, you at this point, what's the definition of real to you?
Man, to me, the definition of real is, one, keeping your word. Like, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Being what you say you are, and, you know, taking care of your responsibilities, you know, not having to be what other people want you to be. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Like, you know, things like that, man. Being yourself, being true to yourself. Like,
absolutely.
So,
yeah. Because so many times, man, like, when I see, like, someone come out of prison and I hear other people referencing that, oh, he a real nigga.
Right.
You know, because he been to prison. He a real nigga because he shot somebody. You know, he real, you know, or she real because she done these negative type of things.
Right.
But, you know, to me, that's not real to me. Like, you know, we all come from something, and sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
But if that's what we glorify, if that's what we say, you know, if someone just out here just doing heinous crimes, just doing things for no reason, protecting yourself is one thing, but you out here just causing problems is another, and that's not real. And you know, and from my point of view, because I've seen that a lot, unfortunately. You got any thoughts on that?
I mean, I agree with you 100%, man. You know, we glorify the wrong things, and that's why I think that the youth is so troubled, because us as even adults, like, mm-hmm. you know, when the kids look at us, what do we say we like or what do we say we don't like, you right. know? And then, you know, they project the same type of energy.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I definitely agree with you, and, you know, going to jail is not real. Like, you right. know, being in jail is a real situation.
Right.
You
right.
know what I'm saying? You got to be real to be, you know, to withstand that trial and tribulation.
Survive.
You know what I'm saying? But doing something to go to jail doesn't don't make sense. Like,
right.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We can't just, a lot of times we don't, you know, we don't think through the process. We'll just, we just be real reactive
right.
to stuff without thinking of the consequences. Everything. Mm-hmm. We do has consequences, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so a lot of times with me even growing up, I made so many mistakes, man. I get upset sometimes when I sit back and think, like, dang, man, I was fooled about so much shit.
Right.
And the first thing I want to do is be able to help my kids not to get caught up in that same mindset. Because, hey, man, peer pressure hit all of us.
Right.
And there's got to be some ways that we can try to help. You know, avoid that peer pressure. Just stop trying to cater to what other people think. Think for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We be trying to seek approval
right.
from other people so much.
Right.
And that's what you should be seeking approval from is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Think about what you really love, what you really want to do. If something in your heart and something in your mind is telling you this is not right, it's not right. Just don't go through with it. And if you're around certain people that continue to make those type of decisions, you probably should extract yourself from that situation. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely so. Definitely so. Because you are, I mean, I know everybody mama told them that you hang around them long enough, that's who the friends, the people you hang around, like, that's
right.
really true.
Birds
man.
Of
like,
a feather.
Flock together.
Yeah.
You already know. So, yeah, that's like, the energy and the people you hang around is definitely going to influence, like, you know, that's why people tell you, hey, if you want to be better, hang around people that's in a better situation.
Right.
Hang around the people that's, you know,
facts.
And don't look at it like, you know, when they try to tell you something, like they being snobby. Look
or
at it,
looking
to,
down at
right,
you.
Right, yeah. Look at it, they trying to bring you up where they at. Like,
exactly.
You know
it's all a mindset, you know.
Right.
Yeah, we got to be confident in ourselves. Like,
right.
I like building with people that actually are, I can see it. Of course, they're not better than me, but they're just in a better situation
right.
than me.
Mm-hmm.
They had to navigate through some things to get there.
Right.
So why would I not want to be around and try to pick up some of that game?
Right.
And
exactly.
Because whenever I have some game to pass on, I try my best to pass it to my people.
Mm-hmm.
My people, they first. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And you know, and I've had that. You know, people look at me a certain way, and they completely misconstrued the message when all I was trying to do was help motivate and help. You know, help them get this visual of the bigger picture.
Right. But I definitely appreciate everything you do, bro. Like, you have turned me on to different, you know, genres of things. The music and the movies and, you know, the series and things. So I definitely appreciate, you know, the highest point, man.
Yeah, man.
So yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. We did a lot of different things, and the main things why I like doing that, because sometimes when we get caught up in that, you know, we're from a small city, small county.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's all we know, that's all we're going to strive for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If we see that there's something bigger, something outside of where we grew up, we'll probably be motivated to do something else.
Right.
And, so, you know, I think that's very important. You know, for people to get out, you know, travel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we don't got the means to do that, but try to educate yourselves on other things that's happening, you know, outside that where you're living in, and then you'll have something to strive for.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's why I really appreciate the Army as well.
Because
I went from Bertie County, small mm-hmm. rural little area, to way to Washington State, you know what
Washington.
I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Fort Lewis, Washington, you know what I'm saying? So
Way out there,
so... And that was my first duty station, first time really being away from home other than, you know, military school was in Sellenberg, North Carolina. So
okay.
It was like, you know, right up the road. But
yeah.
This was, you know, I took a plane and all that, you know.
Right.
So, you know, it was just a different experience. And it helped me, like you say, it, you know, like appreciate other cultures and other way of doing things right. and learning,
Yeah, real talk.
You know, just being out there, like, and then going to Iraq, you know, that really helped me, like, understand more, like, really what poverty was and what being in a bad situation is really all about. Like, right. You know what I'm saying?
So we had it bad, nah. and you saw something over there. Like, can you talk about a little bit what you seen?
Man, where do we start, man? I mean, just as far as the situation, just one thing that really, as I look at the ground, I see these squares, right? And in Iraq, they had where they, you know, use the bathroom at. It's like a square like this, and it has a circle in there like that.
In the ground.
Yeah, in like a room. Like, and they, you know, urinate, defecate in the hole, and then pour water in there to, and they have like a little pipe, like a halfway cut pipe that all the feces and stuff moves down the pipe, and it goes to the street. And then you wash the feces down to the river. And it just, bro, it's the most disgusting smell that you ever smelled, bro. Like, it's worse than dead bodies, bro. Cause that it was a road called Body Drop Road, and you know that's where they, you know, smoke people and just throw them over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that was a bad smell, but this, I'm telling you, like, pardon my language, but it's called Shit Creek. Like, that's what Shit everybody Creek. Called it. It was disgusting, bro. Like, I had to put on my gas mask like every time I went past it, for real, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, and that's also, I mean, just having that description. Somebody right now out there is looking at their situation, thinking that, God, why me? This situation is horrible. But that's listening to that, we actually have something to be thankful for.
Yeah. And that's the good side of town. That was a good side. Like, not the best, not the best of the best, right. like where Saddam Palace and that like that. But right. that was, you know, the norm. Like, we had went on another side of town, bro. And it's, you looking like, man, I can't believe it's a worse part than what we just left. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It was all darker skinned people over there. It wasn't like, you know, when you look at it, think of Iraq, you most of the time think of like lighter skin.
Yeah,
like, you know, but these was, bro, I was, it was like the ghetto of Iraq. Bro. It was like all dark-skinned people. And it was a situation that happened where, you know, I thought I might not make it up out of there because walked through a little alley. It's like mad people up in the high rise just looking because I don't know if they ever had a presence over there. Like,
right.
So we walking through and the guy, you know, he like, so I'm just trying to get up out of there. I ain't even going to lie. Like, you know what I'm saying? So he like, so I look. Then he was like, he pointed at my home, like my other people in my squad. And he was like, he was like, shook his head, kind of like in disapproval to them. But he was like, did like this and looked at me.
Oh,
he was,
man.
Like, did like this. I was like, basically saying, we all just want to go, bro.
Right, right, he was right.
Like, go ahead. Like, ooh, we, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, ooh. I don't know, man. It was intense, bro. I'm telling you. Just why. And, if we tried to speak with each other, like, you know, with words, we would have never got that message translated.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just universal way of us communicating. And we know, bro, like, you know, I know that's my brother, bro. I knew that was just by that we could communicate and never, ever seen that man before.
Right.
So.
Yeah. All you guys knew exactly what those was nonverbal cues.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And not alone that, that's a big pressure situation. A lot of people don't know how to think in those type of situations.
Right.
And so also from you growing up under pressure, you know what I'm saying? You know, seeing, you know, madness around us, that probably helped prepare you to be under something truly, truly real. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To be able to think clearly and try to pass a message for survival, because hell, that's what we be trying to do, is survive. And I think that's something that people need to, you know, we don't want to beat ourselves up because of the situation that we were born in.
Right.
But those type of things I'm so grateful for as well, because it prepared me so much. Like the work ethic that I had to have growing up in Burke T, like when I got here in like the Greensboro area, like when I be listening to people at work be like complaining all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, oh man, I'm just like, it's Monday. They already saying I can't wait till Friday. I just be like shaking my head at them. And then they'll, you know, they'll be talking about like so much work, but I'm like, yo, this is light work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Light work.
Like light work. You have no idea how much we had to wake up early in the mornings and all the type of stuff, labor that I had to do growing up. And I think that's what helped me be able to navigate like these corporate worlds a little better, mm-hmm. because my work ethic was just so different. And what seemed so difficult for some people was kind of easy for me, because I'm like, it's so easy compared to what I had to do.
Right.
Why in the hell I'm not going to capitalize on this? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all going to pay me what to do what? Okay. You know what I'm saying? Right,
yeah. So definitely
I'm going to jump in there, and I'm gonna bust my ass, because I also already know, hey, I'm a black man. I got to do twice as much to get, you know, half the respect.
Right.
Exactly. And I think that that's something we got to remember, too. Hey, it's unfair, but what you're going to do is just say it's unfair and do nothing, or understand your situation and do what it takes to, you know, really survive and thrive in this world.
Right. My boss told me, man, the only thing fair is, a fair is a place where you go ride the big thing to spin around, Ferris wheel, or a place right. you go to judge pigs at.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't that fair, man. You know right. what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, that ain't no excuse. It ain't fair. That ain't no excuse to not push yourself, not to, you know, keep going.
Right.
You know, because, hey, man, life ain't fair.
Mm-hmm. True indeed.
I know something that you talked to me about a little while ago was like, what we need more of, like judges, teachers, things like that in our community, people that look like us doing those specific type of tasks. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Right. One of the things that was, you know, some of the guys that, you know, brought me up told me, like, look, bro, like, now it's time for a change. Like, you know, mm-hmm. we did all the street stuff we was doing, you know, mm-hmm. so it's time for us to be, we got enough shooters. Like, that's what
right,
you told me.
Right.
We got enough shooters, bro. We need lawyers. We need judges. We need doctors.
Right.
We need people that can, you know, lawmakers, somebody that can really, you know, help from the inside out, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Make a real change. Because, you know what I'm saying? We, like you say, everybody know we out here fighting for blocks and mm-hmm. we don't own them. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? We just, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's senseless, man. If we owned the blocks and people was trying to come in, that would be a valid point. But,
right.
you know, we
don't own them.
We don't own them. We ain't getting nothing off of that. So,
right.
at the end of the day, man, we just got to do better when it comes to that.
Yeah, I totally agree, man. Like, we already a minority in basically everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can just start, you know, focusing on, you know, getting some of our people in those particular slots, like you're saying, like judges, you know, in these corrupt, we know the police department is corrupt. We done right. seen so much of it. So why not get some of our people in there to try to infiltrate that structure and change it around?
Right.
You know, a lot of us is missing that, you know, that opportunity. And even now, like my son, he says, he told me one day that he wanted to be a police officer. And that kind of hit me, because I already feel some type of way for police officers.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to sit back and think, like, I can't allow, you know, my experiences and what I've seen to be an impact on. If that's truly something he want to do, maybe he could be, you know, part of something to help, you know,
right.
change, or, you know, help get a new design in there. Because, you know, if we don't, we can continue to have the same old cycle that we keep running into.
Right.
So, you know, I'm working on that myself. So that part of me on the inside don't show to him, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Because I did feel some way, but I had to do some self-reflection, be like, okay, I can't push that out on him, you know what I'm saying? Because I want him to be a better man than me,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So yeah,
that negative connotation that you would push out on police officers would, you know, become subconscious to him, and he
right.
just kind of shy away from it. Oh, my right. daddy don't like that, so
right.
you know, he don't want to disappoint you, so
right.
you know, we definitely got to be careful as parents to, you know, not kill our child's dreams. As
yeah,
well, you know
yeah.
saying? Just what we, like you say, are based off our experiences and mm-hmm. things of that nature. Because my daughter as well, she's adamant about being a federal officer. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so, like, or a federal profiler. Like, that's what mm-hmm. she wants to be. So,
that's no, dope.
And I'm pusher. Like, you know, if that's what you want to be, like, that's good. Like, that's mm-hmm. It's nothing bad. Don't let nobody tell you, like, you know,
right.
oh, you want to be a police, a pig, or nothing. Like, mm-hmm. nah, like, you're going to be the, you know, you're going to do it right. Like,
right,
if somebody
exactly.
need to be locked up for whatever, like, hey, that's what it is.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I don't wish jail to nobody, though, but,
you know,
sometimes, you know, people do some crazy stuff, and she wants to be more like, you know, the ones that profile like predators and things like that. So, you know, them people need to be out here anyway. So
definitely ASAP.
Yeah,
that's real, man. Like, so yeah, I'm glad you did that. You had that instinct to, you know, help her like understand, like, this is something that you want to do, go for it.
Yeah.
Our experiences are not, you know, our kids' experiences. They're gonna experience, we definitely want them to learn from what we experience, but we don't want to, you know, limit them with our experiences. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We want to be able to grow, help them grow. So yeah, you made a real good point there.
No, I was getting my hair done the other day, and you know, I was speaking with a young lady, mm-hmm. and we was building on basically how do we, you know, turn it around, like, you know, mm-hmm. turn around the thinking, turn around the whole situation. And the conclusion that we came to is it's going to have to start with, you know, it's going to have to start with both of us, but the mother, like, passing along information to the pregnant mothers, mm-hmm. and letting them, you know, receive positivity and receive, you know,
right.
good graces and things of that nature within the womb, and change the whole DNA, like, change right. the genes of, like, because she said, like, sometimes, like, a person can be split, just like a person might not know their mom or daddy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they might be with a whole different family and can't figure out, like, why do I like alcohol so much? They don't even like, you know, or why do, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just been passed down. So that genes would be, you know, so if we replace that with, you know, being strong business minded or being strong, you know, like leadership or something like that, man, it will be in the DNA, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and it'll come out at some point in time. Like,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's going to have to start with us being, you know, being there and being, you know, changing the way we think and
right.
really, you know, putting positivity in our women, our queens, like,
right.
you know,
absolutely.
Especially while they're pregnant, you know?
Yeah, that's real. Because what I'm hearing you say, like, from that is, like, DNA is just not about what traits you pass on, like, physically.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have thick hair, brown skin, like bronze color.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, that's not just DNA. DNA is also mindset.
Right.
Because you can pass on certain mindsets to your kids. And that's starting from, you know, of course, helping our queens have some understanding. You know, helping our queens, you know, like from the womb, like putting this type of stuff in the child's mind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if, like, my wife, she pregnant right now.
Oh, congrats,
you know what I'm saying?
Bro,
appreciate it, man. Hey, man, we're due next week.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely congrats, bro. You ready?
Yeah, I'm definitely ready.
Okay.
So yeah, like, you know, and, you know, even while she's pregnant, she's, you know, she work her 9 to 5, but, you know, she also do real estate on the side.
Okay.
So, you know, and that's something new that, you know, a new space that we've been diving into. And, you know, she's carrying a little girl. I'm going to have... First child gonna be like a little girl. So I think it's very important for, you know, if she have this mindset, you know, now with having a child in her, you know, when that child come out, that's like you said, it's part of that DNA.
Right.
She'll come out with a type of mindset as well. And not alone that, you know, when they get here, that's how DNA is, you know, transferred as well. Like how we grow them up, because mm-hmm. they're gonna pass that on to the next generation.
Exactly. Right.
So that's why that DNA is not just in the physical is important, but also in the mental is very, very important. So I haven't heard that put that way. And I think that's the real, that's real. That's real right there. You know, how you was building with her, that's a man and a woman building together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that we got to do more of. Having a conversation, like a man and a woman having a conversation, we tend to have, if there's a group, the women going to go with the women saying and the men going to go with the men saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just because that's what the man said or just because that's what the woman said. And it's not a combative thing. It should be a collaborative thing.
Right.
You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? With each other. That's how we can really, really, you know, make a movement. Because especially now in black community, like sometimes it feels like it's man versus woman in a lot of scenarios, and it shouldn't be that way.
Right. Yeah. It should just be about, you know, finding the truth and the perspective that we both have. What's
right.
the common ground? Like, you know,
the common ground.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Yeah, I think, you know, when we start learning how to communicate, as far as what I mean by that is listening to, you know, understand as far as listening to respond with an answer. Like, what I'm going to say next. Or
right.
you said this, or I'm going to say this and that to try
right.
to get back and mm-hmm. make it a, you know, it's like you said, a combative thing. Yeah. Even when we trying to get to, you know what I'm saying, common ground, like, right. that, you know, we can't, you know.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Like we need to stop having arguments and just have conversations.
Right.
Like this is not about saying that your point of view won that particular, you know, conversation. It's right. about you guys coming to a common ground. Just like you said, mm-hmm. like, you know, understand my point of view. I'm going to listen to your point of view. And we can see how we can bring those two together to really, you know, help both of us build. You know right. what I'm saying? And we definitely need that more because the last thing we need is us, you know, fighting against each other. We need to be one together. Right. You know what I'm saying?
And then I think like accepting, you know, when we wrong or when we didn't know that we thought we did. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, then like, oh, nah, I know it's like that because I've been knowing this all my life, but.
Mm-hmm.
If it's wrong, it's wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just accepting that and don't think that somebody trying to, you know, belittle you by trying to put you real on real game so you right. can be on the same page as everybody else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or the people that really know, I should say. Like,
yeah. You know, yeah. Real talk. Yeah. A lot of things, man. I believe in, like, only way you can really truly correct the wrong is acknowledging that it was wrong.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And even just like with, people say, like, I'm sorry you feel that way. That's not a true apology.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry right. you feel that way. You're right. not telling them that you're sorry that you made them feel that way. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? You know, you're not apologizing that you or trying to seek understanding of why they felt that way. You know, you're just kind of being dismissive.
Right.
And that's something that we don't want to, you know, we don't want to do either. We want to be conscious of that, you know, and being that way, that's not considered to be less of a man either.
Right.
Alpha men, they are willing to accept when they are wrong and do something about it.
You have to.
You know what
you
I'm saying?
You have to, because that's the only way, man. Like, you know, that's one. Accepting when you're wrong is only going to build you, because then you won't, you know, then you would know. Because,
right.
you know, if you just, like, dismiss what somebody telling you and they trying to put you on game, you just wrong. It's just,
right.
You know,
all wrong.
Right. All wrong. So, you know.
Yeah, that's real. That's yeah. real. So, yeah. We all can do better than that, man. And I haven't really got real good at that until, you know, recent years of my life. And that just comes with evolving.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with evolving. Everyone reserves the right to evolve and never let nobody change or tell you otherwise.
Mm.
You know, coming from a rough neighborhood, that's not a choice. You know, coming from a home where your parents are abusive, that's not a choice. You know, coming from the streets where everyone around you is doing drugs and that's basically all you see, that's not a choice because you was born in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
But graduating from that mindset, you know, that's a choice. You know what I'm saying? What's also a choice is, you know, working or trying to figure out a way to make it out of that situation. That's a choice. We don't have to conform to our environment.
Right.
And, you know, thankfully, you know, we took some steps where, you know, we've been through it. We felt peer pressure. We, you know, we tried to, you know, please or appease to that environment. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we also made a choice, a conscious choice, like, okay, I understand now that this is not the way to go. I understand that I need to do something different. I understand that I need to be an example to the youth so they won't have to continue this whole cycle over and over again. So if we keep like glorifying those wrong things, man, it's mm-hmm. only going to impact and, you know, just be a same cycle for years and years to come. And, you know, I'd much rather for us to be in a much better space when it comes to ownership.
Right.
Later, you know, education, because like today's Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm.
Today's
happy Juneteenth.
Yeah,
man.
Definitely happy Juneteenth to everyone. And unfortunately, I didn't learn about Juneteenth until like 3-4 years ago.
I think it was like 2 years for me.
Ain't that crazy, bro?
Yeah, I swear. I thought it was just something that people made up theyself. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I really thought it was, but I guess it's a real thing.
It's the real thing. It's like, it's truth.
It's the real thing.
Like, yeah, the real thing. Like, people, like, they shoot off fireworks for July 4th, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, July 4th is the freedom of being from under the British reign.
Right.
For white people.
Mm-hmm.
It was still slavery.
Right.
Going on.
Right.
Exactly. So, you know, there's nothing for black people really to celebrate for during independence. But Juneteenth, that's when we gained our freedoms. Of course, it wasn't done then. Like, we got it on paper, but of course, we still dealt with a whole bunch of racist bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You know, people still, like, again, lynched, hung, and all this crazy stuff because they were upset that we got our freedom. But, you know, I think that was under Abraham Lincoln. But it's crazy that how it's whitewashed where none of that was taught in school.
Right.
But they told us about, you know, July 4th, Independence Day. And we want independent, that then we want free.
Right. I think that's one of the you want to jump into that?
Yeah, man.
I really have a problem with that public education system when it comes to that. Like, you know, a lot of things is whitewashed, but I mean, we know why though. You know, to me, in my opinion, is just to, you know, just downplay our role in society. Just show y'all history don't start until y'all got on the boat.
Which is a complete lie. We had kings and queens way before then. You know what I'm saying?
We civilized when the Renaissance was because of us. It was, you know, the Moors came through and started re-civilizing when they digressed into the Dark Ages.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So let's not forget let's not forget.
Yeah.
He ain't forgot.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think we got to just definitely celebrate that more because, you know, if we don't teach it to our people, you know, they definitely not, you know, they don't want us to know those type of things. And I think that's also where a lot of that stuff come from, like where, you know, when we get caught up in those different types of, the glorifying, like the wrong things we were talking about. Mm-hmm. Some of the gang cultures, they lose sight of what the values were initially, because a lot of the stuff when it comes to gangs came from Black Panthers and stuff, like, you know, derived from that, and they somehow, you know, lost it in translation. And I think it probably got a lot to do with some of the whitewash or them implanting crack and all types of stuff to really mess up our mindset.
What is it called? Quick pro quo?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I think that so I'm glad you said that. One thing that really stuck out to me, you seen the Judas, what was it called?
Black Judas? Yeah. Judas Messiah or something?
Yeah,
like
Messiah.
That?
The Judas.
I haven't seen it yet, but I heard about it.
Oh, I don't want to spoil it, but.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, and the part that really stuck out to me is knowing, you know, the main character in there was, he was a young man, like 20 something, like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the way he spoke, the way his leadership was, that, you know, his following, he was able to go to this tribe, you know what I'm saying, that might have been beefing with this tribe and bring both tribes together on, you know what I'm saying, and then, you know, push the agenda as a whole, like, and the fact that they had to get him out of there, bro, like, you know, they had, you know, the guy hit him with the, you know, the sleeping pill, man's went to sleep, and the police came in there, you know, shooting everybody and shot him while he was asleep. You know what I'm saying? Just lit him up. You feel me? And it's just the fact that, you know, in the movie as well, they said Martin Luther King was the most dangerous, you know, man in America. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it was not because he was actually dangerous.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It was because he was uniting us, bro. Like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and, you know, I put a post on, you know, Facebook not too long ago where, you know, back in the day, like, one of the stories was, it was a 12-point star in the beginning, and the People Nation got 5-point star, and the Folk Nation got the 6-point star. It was a missing piece, and nobody knew what that piece was. But, you know, the real piece, the missing piece is unity, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? That unifies the whole star back together. We all, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I think we missing in, like, you know, it goes back to what we say, like, you know, what we put in the, you know, women's mind, like in the Jim Crow, like they were showing, you know, the fathers of pregnant women getting put between two horses and pulled apart. You know what I'm saying? Like just instilling all type of negativity to show that the mother, oh, he can't do nothing for you. You need to come to me when you need something. You need to be like, let me be the one that you know what I'm saying? So, and you see like what kind of, you know, like. Yeah. Like trickle down effect that has had over the years.
That DNA, mental DNA.
Exactly. Like, and they knew, like, it's in the books, bro. Like, if you ever get a chance to read it, like, it's like a manual, like a real manual on how to make a slave, bro. Like, you know what I'm
crazy.
Saying? How to, and I'm talking about not just to make one, to keep them for generations, because it's in the womb. Like, they, when the mother see that and the baby come out already scared. Right. Or, so it's like, you know, but we have the ability to change that. If we know that, yep. we got the ability to change that by adding, taking out the negativity and right. reintroducing positivity, reintroducing, like, you know, the music, the different frequencies
right.
that, that promote growth and development. Yeah. And yeah. you know what I'm saying? So
real talk. Yeah. Yeah, man, that's real. That mental DNA came right back around.
Yeah, man.
Like, that's the biggest thing, because just like when you gave me that example of the, you know, like slave master making this example out of the man in front of the kids or whatnot, you know, now that's stuck in their head.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so what we need to do, we need to promote, you know, allow our kids to see, you know, a strong black man, strong black woman, strong black families doing something positive.
Mm-hmm.
And then that mental DNA will be a positive one. It'll continue to grow.
Right. Love, bro.
Like, yeah. Love is the main thing. Love, unity.
Right. And like in the house home, like, you know, it ain't nothing wrong. A kiss, a hug. Like,
right.
you know, your kids see
right.
the love. They understand that more than it just Absolutely. Being about scoonching and all that. You know,
right.
what they hear on the TV and all, like, oh,
right.
I see what it's really about. My mama love, like, they talk. We
right.
sit down as a family. Like, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, getting back to the bond and what we really supposed to be. Like, how we, you know, our true essence. Like, when
right.
we know. Like, that feeling you get when you around all your family and you just politicking and you eating
right.
and it's all like, yeah,
and a good
this
time,
is it.
Man.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, yeah, that's so. Real. And those traditions, we got to keep up.
Right.
I mean, because
it's on us now.
It's on us.
Know, it's on. We 35. Like, we.
Yeah.
It's on us. So.
It's on us, man. Like, because I know growing up, we had those type of traditions a lot.
Right.
Like, the cookouts, meeting mm-hmm. ups, going to Big Mama house, mm-hmm. eating, you know what I'm saying? Like. And, you know, honestly, a lot of that stuff died off of my direct family. Like, when my grandma passed, like, we tried to do it at, like, my mom's spot. But, like, it over time, it just dwindled and dwindled
yeah.
and dwindled
yeah.
down. But, you know, just because it dwindled down, it don't mean it can't start from you.
Right. And you just start a tradition back up. Like,
it can start from us.
Like, what? Oh, my daddy, he's smart. Like,
yeah.
You, just, you know, give your kids some, you know, I believe, like, you know, we had to instill what we want. Like, I personally don't like Christmas, not because like the buying stuff, but just mm-hmm. the message that it's saying, like, you got to wait all the way to the end of the year to get your kids something a big, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, when, you know, you should be like, that's your kid. You should, you know, really try to celebrate them daily mm-hmm. or, you know what I'm saying? Like, as much as you can, and show them you appreciate them and teach them all you can. And,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, like, you know. That's what I feel like. That's what life is all about, bro. Like, learning all you can, gaining as much knowledge, taking your lessons
mm-hmm.
that, you know, what we might call failures or,
right.
you know, L's or whatever, like, taking them and really growing from them and,
yeah.
and learning, like, what was the point of this? Why did I take an L? What's the true meaning of this? Okay, boom. And
yep.
then, because when we having fun, that it ain't really no lesson in that. It's just a fun time of memories,
exactly.
right? You know what I'm saying? But
exactly.
them hard times, that's your real true knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Like,
yeah.
you know, that's where you gain that from. So
real talk.
Yeah.
Real talk. Like you said, like, in those little fun moments, those are great memories. But
mm-hmm.
you have those hard moments, that's really, is going to either make you who you are or break you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like. And we got to make sure those type of things make us. And the only way we can make sure it makes us is by analyzing what happened. What could I have done differently?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who was I around at this time? Are these type of people, or is this particular person I'm around, am I always getting these type of, you know, consequences when I'm around this person?
Right.
Like, also, you need to check yourself. Make sure you're not being a bad influence on someone.
Right.
Exactly. Because, you know, we not always the victim.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We out here doing some stuff, too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Real.
Like, you know, we understand that, okay, you know, because you know someone who's real impressionable. You know, someone that you can basically make them do about anything
mm-hmm.
you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I know there's some stuff, you know, people used to do in school. Like, okay, Let's egg people on to do something.
Right.
Let's do something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then you don't realize what may happen. You're like, you know, what may happen to them, how this is going to impact their life. They go out here and do something real stupid trying to impress you. Now, they, you know, might be in prison for the rest of their life.
Right, right.
And you just going on like you ain't had nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to take some ownership for that, you know, and try your best not to ever do that again.
Right. That's why, man, if you call yourself a leader, man, if you really out here, like, sending your guys on crash dummy missions, like, man, you really should be ashamed of yourself, like, facts, if you call yourself a leader, bro. Because, like I said, I've been in the Army where I seen, like, if a guy say, yo, I got your six, bro, you don't got to turn around, bro. You don't got to turn around because you know he got you, bro. His word is his bond, bro. He going to do what he say, bro. And he going to push you. If he see something happen, he going to try to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, put his life on the line for you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so you know he know you got the front. He got your back.
Exactly.
And that's how you going to survive. You know what I'm saying? Looking out for each other.
Exactly.
And having those same morals is nothing different in life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my best homies, we always had each other back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If we saying something stupid, we'll call you out on it.
Right.
And we ain't I'm not going to feel no type of way because I know my homie's coming from a place of love. He only looking out for me.
Right.
And like, okay, maybe I do need a check. Let me rethink this. You know what I'm saying? Like, but if you're around people that you just always, you know, if you know you're saying something that makes no sense and they just, you know, promote that type of shit, they ain't for you. Them not your people. You need to surround you around some self. And like, yes, man, I hate yes men. Right. I don't want no yes men around me. Like, if something whack, yo, tell me it's whack. If I'm tripping, tell me I'm tripping because I'm going to tell you if you tripping.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I owe you that as a friend, not just to try to, okay, I'm your friend, so I'm just going to try to say something to cater to your feelings.
Mm-hmm. You asked what was keeping it real. That's keeping it real. Like, really being able to say, like, look, bro, like, I know you could do better than that. Like, I know your potential is way higher than that. So, look, go back in there, boy. Go back in there and try again. Or do, like, you know, you ain't come with your full potential. Like, I know you, bro. Like,
see,
you know
your delivery right there?
Yeah.
That was a building type of delivery. That's a leadership delivery. Because, you know, sometimes people do say, like, okay, I'm like, oh, man, that's trash. That's weak. Right. But you said, yo, you got way more potential than that.
Mm-hmm.
I know you can do better than that, man. Because, you know, I done seen you do better. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead back to the drawing board. Do something. But if, you know, if we would win it, they're like, yo, that's trash. I don't know what you're doing. You need to quit what you're doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You need to quit that. You know, you trying to destroy him instead of build him up.
Heart right, dagger right in the heart.
Yeah, you know so, you know, and that part is also about being real. That and like that works and not alone, like your friendships, your relationships. If you don't agree with something your old lady doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you need to build her up to make her feel confident to how to, you know, to gain that confidence to be able to go back at it and try it again. You know what I'm saying? Because that's only going to help you and her.
Right, exactly. Right, y'all partner, man. If you fail, she fail. Like, if she fail, you fail. Like, it ain't, you know, especially, you know, that's in anything where you call a partnership or a brotherhood. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if one of y'all failing, bro, you just all failing because, like, oh, ain't you this and that?
Right.
I thought y'all supposed to be, you know, so, you know. We got to move correctly out here, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah. Real talk.
And I think one of the things, like, you know, when we were speaking earlier, people, sometimes when people, like, when they see you in a bad position, they looking at themselves, well, at least I'm not in his position. Mm-hmm. At least I'm not doing as bad as him.
Right.
That's why when you elevate past that, they like, I remember when you used to do this.
They're trying to bring you back
to that. Nah, bro. I remember that too. But look.
Right.
I mean, are you still trying to just base your off what I, nah, bro, you got to come on with me.
Like, right.
You know what I'm saying? Let's move forward past that because I ain't that no more. You know what I'm saying?
You reserve the right to evolve.
Exactly. You stay stuck in the past, that's depression, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Too worried about the future, that's anxiety, man. You got to really worry about what's going on right now and try to change the right now. Every right now is leading up to the future. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah, yeah.
So, you know. Yeah.
Man, all of us got a past, and you can't limit someone to something they've done in the past.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you don't try to hold on to that memory to make yourself feel good.
Right.
Because you're not doing something that you know you have the potential of doing.
Exactly.
This person had the courage to come out of that situation knowing, you know, type of things they used to do. But hey, man, I have the courage to change that around and build a new brand about myself.
Exactly.
Because I'm trying to be a better impact for myself. And also, I know other people looking at me. You never know who's watching you.
Right.
Like, people watching.
They watching.
Bro, like.
They watching, bro.
Man, I done seen that, like, so many times. And, like, sometimes like if I go back somewhere like home or someone like, and they tell me something that they saw me the, like post or say like, yo, I remember you said this. And I'm like, dang, like people really do be paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So if they remember, because also negativity moves quicker than positivity.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we need to be putting out something positive as much as possible. Right. So someone actually grasping something positive that I said over negative, because I have my negative moments too.
Right.
But someone actually grasping those, that makes me want to be like, okay, I need to make sure I check what I'm saying, mm-hmm. because this could be an influence on somebody.
Right.
And at no matter what scale, it can be 1-2 people, it can be 20 people, it can be 100 people. No matter what the scale is, man, if you have some type of influence on someone, the best option is hopefully it'd be a positive influence.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
For real, bro. I really respect that.
Yeah, man. So, yo, that's real. That's real, man. I think we done covered a lot of different topics you know, about growth, how, you know, we can... No matter where you come from, we all had the past. We all can, you know, move past the past and, you know, make something better for ourselves. So, yeah, that's real. You had anything else that you wanted to, you know, talk to the people about today or have a last message for everyone?
I think we pretty much covered everything. But, you know, I definitely want, you know, if you know, whatever tribe you come from, man, let's you know, put down our differences, like, you know, because we stronger together. Like, you know, if it's anything, we definitely stronger together. And this Juneteenth, man, try to definitely purchase from, you know, black owners, like, right. from ourselves in that time. Like, because, you know, now it's a national holiday.
Yep.
The Walmarts and the Kmarts, they going to try to, you know, take over the market or whatever. So just remember, like, you know, what it is, like, you know.
Right. It's a celebration of us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Us. You know, us, our freedom. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's a good point, man. Like us running, you know, to the stores, it's good that you understand and you want to get something to have pride about mm-hmm. it. But, you know, try your best to celebrate black.
Right.
At that time, you know, because that's what it's all about. Because even, you know, back in the day when Juneteenth first arrived, they used to have parties together. They used to eat, you know, I think strawberries and watermelon, like. And drink red juices to signify the blood of the lost blood of the slaves before them. So that's something that used to happen like back in the day in Juneteenth. And I think if people understand that, understand the pride of it, you know, understand the history of it, you know, it'll make a big difference. So it's all about celebrating black, you know, our freedoms. We came a long way, but we also got a long way to go.
Right. Definitely.
And and the only way that we can continue to try the progress is, like you said, love, unity, no matter what tribe, no matter what background you come from, man. Like if we working in this thing together, you know, we can go somewhere, and we still need our white allies too. You know what I'm saying? We're not excluding, mm-hmm. you know, white people. We need our white allies. Because there are some real, true white allies out there.
Yeah.
And there are some true black people that's not allies.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We got to weed them out, you know what I'm saying, and find the ones that's for us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So, that's definitely true, bro.
It's real, man. So, Wardy, I really definitely appreciate you joining us today, man. You enlightened a lot for me, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad I can help spread this word out to everyone else, man. You know, come check me out again.
Yeah, you already know. I definitely appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir. The Highest Point Podcast.